Blog Talk Radio.
Jeff, Karen, Kat, are you ready for this
you
one?
U-C-R.
We say and hope we want, give it to you non-stop. Any place, anytime, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we never gonna go. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Everybody, and welcome to Uncensored Radio. We are your guiltiest pleasure, and we are so, so excited for all of you to be listening tonight. I am Karen Ashley, along with Mr. Jeffrey Emmett. How are you, Jeffrey?
Muy bien.
¿Cómo estás tú? How are you, honey, buddy?
I am fucking fantastic.
Oh, Lord. I love it when he's fucking fantastic. I love that. And you know who else is on the line? The one, the only, Mr. James, birthday boy Lip. That's right, people. He turned 25. Thank God he's alive. He is on the show tonight. Jamesy, happy belated birthday, my little love.
Thank
bucket.
You.
How are
Thank you
now
so
that
much.
You're older?
And why is that my insurance premiums are going down.
Well,
my insurance
premium is
going to go down.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know.
You're
right.
Age.
I feel the same.
Yeah. That's
James,
the best
but this
thing
is what
happens
happened.
When you're 25.
Yeah. Now, like, there's nothing else to look forward to. Like, you know, when you were, like, a teenager, a little kid, you were like, I just want to get to 16 so I can drive. And then I want to get to 18 so I can drive after 9 and vote or buy cigarettes, whatever. And then you want to get to 21 so you can buy liquor. And then it's like, after 21, it's like, well, fuck. The only thing I got to really look forward to is 25 or cheaper car insurance. Woo-hoo! And then 25 is like, fuck. The next thing is death.
No, it isn't.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
Damn. The rest of us are doomed.
Not what
that
I was thinking about, Jeffrey.
Right. That freaking sucks ass if that's all we have to look forward to.
It's true. Well, okay, I'm lying. You have to look forward to Social Security and retiring if you live that long.
I'll take it over death. Well, there's so many other things that have happened to me in my life before death.
Yeah.
Between 25
yeah, but I mean,
and
age
now,
wise.
I mean,
like, after 25, like, really, what age do you look forward to? Like, oh, I can't wait to be 40? Yeah, no. I mean, okay,
no,
I'm weird.
But I think,
I'm like the
I think your perspective changes.
Yeah, it does.
I think your perspective
actually,
changes because you're not worried about birthdays. Huh?
Right. And I'm actually looking forward to, like, turning 30 now. Like, that's, like, every time I hit an age, I look for another one that could be, like, a milestone. And I think 30 is a milestone birthday. So I'm looking forward
Absolutely.
To being 30 now.
Absolutely. I agree. I mean, and the cool thing is it is a milestone. It's like, yay, thank God I'm still here. Ooh, it could be worse.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, and the reality is, like, you've got so much to accomplish, you know, between now and then, and it's going to be great. You're going to have huge milestones, and it's going to be more life events. Like, you know, you're going to fall in love. You're going to get a, you know, big promotion. You're going to change, yeah, you're going to change, you know, tax brackets. I mean, you're going to do all kinds of things, You'll become famous.
I
mean, gosh, you got so much to look forward to. You know, you'll one day be on Sirius Radio.
I'm keeping my
right,
fingers crossed
that
for that
would be,
Uh-huh.
Oh, I just got yelled at for being so depressing.
Why?
I just got a text.
I know. Please, who texted you? Tell me, because I want to thank them for yelling at you.
Mr. Mike J himself.
Oh, thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike J. Yeah, exactly. Like, we're all over 25. We don't want to hear that all we got to look forward to is death.
Exactly.
That would freaking suck.
I'm okay with it. Like, I'm actually looking forward to 40 because I'm hoping that by 40 my shit will, like, really be together and I won't have to, you know, stress them more.
Right. Well, it means you gotta make changes now to your life so that your shit is together by 40. Like, it doesn't.
Well, what
do
you think I'm doing, Mary?
No, I do know you're doing it. So that's, I'm very proud of you. I'm just saying, I'm extremely proud because, you know, it's very difficult to do that. Very difficult to, like, go, okay, I'm going to change my life. I'm going to do different things. I'm going to, you know, just do it differently, you know?
Right.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
It's very hard. Like, life is hard.
Have you guys been paying?
What? Are we okay?
Paying attention to the news? What? Yeah, I'm okay.
Oh, okay. I thought you said, are we okay? I'm like, are we okay? Yeah, of course we're okay.
No. Like, the news is just absolutely fucking batshit crazy to me.
Why? Because they're all obsessed with the royal baby?
Yeah, like, and I love that everybody on Facebook is like, who gives a fuck? Don't care. Don't need the baby. Don't care about the baby. Can't be bothered. Like,
exactly.
They got nothing to do with us.
I think it's very exciting.
Exactly.
I love babies.
I could give two shits that there's a baby born in England who is third in line to the king's throne. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
You don't give a shit?
I don't.
Let
somebody
else
personally have a baby, and I'll be excited. Seriously?
Well, you know what it is? I think it's the royal family. Obviously, the royal family has always, you always have, like, people have hope. And I think ever since Princess Diana, she gave the world hope. And it was like, you remember when William was born, or you've seen a picture when William was born, and you know, we grew up with these images, and now he's grown up, and he's got his own wife, and she had her first baby, and maybe it doesn't mean much to society, or doesn't mean much to the world, but I'd rather see a story like that than see a story about some psycho killing people, or, you know, I actually get into it. I actually am very happy for the royal family. I'm like, woo, yay, Willie, you got some strong sperm there, buddy. You got a boy on the first try. You know, that's all I need, is that it be a boy. Like, she's so in the family, it ain't even funny.
I think part of it is a different generation, too. Because if you weren't old enough to remember, like, when Princess Diana died, you know,
exactly.
Or even if you just weren't in a place in your life where you were paying attention to it, like, that was a big thing. Like, that was Princess Diana. She was everybody's princess. You know, like, I remember my mom talking about, like, watching her wedding, and I remember her, you know, like, we'd talked, you know, the royal family. Like, it's just,
larger than life.
Like, there's something, it's kind of magical about it. Like, okay, that's cool, we have a president, that's great, but they have, like, a queen, you know, like, it's still, I don't know. So I remember, like, my mom coming to me, like, Princess Diana died. And I did not leave my room for, like, 2 days. It was just watching the coverage.
It was horrible. Like, I was like, where were you when Princess Diana died? I remember I was in line at El Pollo Loco, and my friend, I was picking up dinner for me and my roommate. Yes, I remember it like a ghost thing. I was in the line at El Pollo Loco, picking up dinner for me and my roommate. My roommate called me crying, like, bawling like a five-year-old baby. Balling like one of them babies at your daycare, Jeffrey. Balling.
Okay.
Like, couldn't even breathe, kind of crying. And I'm like, what happened? What's going on? She's like, Princess Diana died. And I was like, what? I didn't cry, but I was like, oh my God, it's horrible. Like, it's just horrible. And she was like, she was chased by the paparazzi, and they think they killed her. You know, it was like all these, like, theories. Like, oh, my gosh. And it became this larger than life. Even her death was larger than life. Like, oh, my gosh, he died in a freak accident. And so, you know, long story short, I didn't get I didn't get what was so great about it and why she was crying. But then she showed me this, like, video when she was, like, I think she was, like, seven growing up in Canada, and they have, like, a TV show. She was on a TV show, and then, like, she was like, I want to see the princess. Like, that's why you were crying. Like, this was someone she idolized at birth. So it was, like, so devastating to her and so tragic. But I kind of like the idea of royalty, and I think we as Americans like it, but our royalty are, like, crazy people, like the Kardashians,
the Kennedys,
or the Kennedys, or, like, you know, it's always like infamous celebrities that we consider them.
Well,
royalty.
And I feel like even for us, if you want to flip it and be like on the American side, when, you know, Robert Kennedy Jr. died,
yes,
like that was huge. Like that was horrible. I remember I was actually at Mike Jay's house when they found the plane. Like we were watching the news and there was like a storm and the power went out. And we were like freaking out.
Horrible.
Yeah, it was crazy. You know, so it's like I think every country has that, and I think like America and Britain are kind of so close, you know, that, you know, we know all that, and it's like especially if you watched like Diana dying and like for them to welcome like what would have been her first grandchild, like it is kind of a big moment. Like I haven't watched the news coverage, but I know for me, like anytime a celebrity or somebody larger than life dies, like I'm glued to whatever.
Me
like
too.
Even
with
like, Anna Nicole,
good enough.
Like
train wreck.
I did
not
really care about her in life. Like I paid attention to her, watched her E! Reality show there for a little bit. Like my favorite moment was her when she got on the stage, like doing an award or whatever it was, and she was all skinny again, and she's like, "Do you like my body? Do you want to see
she
it?"
Was so high.
Trim spa, baby. And they, like, ripped her off the stage because she was trying to take her clothes off. But, like, CNN covered that for, like, a week solid. I was glued. Like, I went on, it happened, and then I went to New Mexico. So the whole time we were in Mexico, the CNN was on because that's all they talked about. So, like, this time when the kid from Glee died, Corey there, like, nobody's really covered it. And it's been so sad for me because I have to, like, search the internet to find any new article every day. Like, it's ridiculous.
Right. I know. It's really sad. I feel like he got a little love, but he didn't get, like, I don't know. I think if he was more like a Lindsay Lohan, oh, my God, we wouldn't hear enough of it, you know?
Well, and I feel like, too,
kid,
with the Trayvon Martin thing, like, that was so big.
Oh,
I feel that
if
that wasn't around at the same weekend, he probably would have got a lot more coverage.
Right.
Especially
it was
just
a lot of things happening,
of the way he died.
Right. No, I agree. It was so sad, but you're right. I'm the same way, Jeff. I can't get enough of a tragedy. Like, that's really sad to say, but when someone dies, it's like, I can't get enough of it. I need to see it. I need to watch CNN. I need to wake up to it. I need to go to bed to it. I mean, Whitney Houston, I could not get enough of her death. I could not get enough of Michael Jackson's death. I couldn't get enough of Heath Ledger. I couldn't get enough of Anna Nicole. I mean, it's like, really, I can dedicate, like, weeks and weeks of time.
Right.
Trying to
or
figure out.
Or anytime there's some kind of, like, tragedy in the country, like a tornado or earthquake or whatever, or a plane crash.
Katrina.
I'm glued. Glued. Yeah. And, like, I am, like, I don't know, maybe I'm weird, but I, like, constantly think about all these people that died or whoever it was. And I think about what was going through their mind. Like, what were they doing, like, the night before? Like, I want to know every detail of what happened. Like, the last person to see them, like, I want to know the conversations that were had. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just me trying to process and understanding.
Right. Me too. And I'm like, could they have done something? Could they have saved them? Could somebody have, like, I mean, I just feel like what could have been done differently? Like,
if one thing was different, if somebody would have checked on Whitney, like, 10 minutes sooner, would she still be alive? If this kid wasn't alone in the hotel room, would he still be alive? If, somebody had checked on What's-Her-Face, Amy Winehouse sooner, would she be alive?
Right.
If something went different, just one little tiny thing happened differently. And then the people that are left behind, like, I can't stop thinking about them. Like, that poor, Lea Michele, I cannot get her off my mind because I can't imagine going through that. And then having to go back to work on a show that you did together knowing I'm going to have to relive this again because they're killing the character off. Like,
I know. It's just, I know. I want to see what they do with the show. Like, I've never been a Glee fan, but I want to be watching episode 3 to see how they address the situation. Like, I just, it's so sad. Like, I just feel like, that's why I get happy when I see, like, this new baby, and I'm like, oh, she had a baby, and oh, she's standing there, like, Princess Diana, and oh, like, I'm all into it, you know? I mean, I think it's, I'd rather have the happy news than the sad news, because we've been getting a lot of sad news lately. Like, it's
a lot
of tragedy.
I can't, what's her name? She was on The View today. It was a chick from American Pie, and she's in that new show on Netflix, like Orange is the New Black. I can't think of her name. It's kind of different.
She was on American Pie?
She was in American Pie. Yeah, she wasn't in, like, the wedding one, but she was in the last one, like, something, Leon, something.
I don't know.
She's
kind of
got the frizzy hair. Well, she was on The View today. And, you know, one of the things, she kind of disappeared from Hollywood. She was in, But I'm a Cheerleader, the lesbian gay lit, well, you probably didn't see it. She's in that, too. But she, like, kind of disappeared. Yeah, you know who the chick I'm talking about?
Yeah.
She kind of was starting to rise in her fame and then kind of dropped off the map, and she ended up having a heroin problem. So, of course, Barbara Walters, being Barbara Walters, was kind of like,
heroin.
You know, ask her the hard-hitting questions, and, like, they even did it in the promos. They showed, like, instead of showing a picture of her in the promos for the upcoming show, they showed him. And she's like, and I almost felt uncomfortable for her because it's like, she's like, you know, I can only speak to my experiences. And she's like, you know, I am lucky to be alive. And it's a constant struggle, you know, like, it's something that you have to take day by day, and it's not easy, you know, and unfortunately some people live and some don't.
Right, right. That's the thing. Addicts usually don't, you get one of two lives if you continue to abuse drugs, like you're in jail or you're dead. There's no functioning addicts. Like, people do function, but usually it ends badly.
Right. James, Katrina's here. She's waiting, apparently.
I know. I unmuted her already.
And I've been muted for a lifetime. I'm just saying.
I certainly did
enjoy listening to y'all.
Thank you. Thank you. You know what? Katrina's prepared something very special for you, James.
I have a very Jamesy, your very own special dedicated to you top 10 on all of the reasons why we love Jamesy Jim Boblett.
Woo! Jamesy Jim Boblett!
Aww.
Jim Bob, you got down top 10 list.
Oh,
okay, girlfriend. We need to know why we love Jim Bob so damn much.
I'm all around.
Something. I need something.
How about that?
All right. That'll do. I'll take it. Okay. So, I have to say, the number 10 reason why we love Jamesy Jim Bob lips is, well, no. I mean, this is obvious. Number 10 is those lips. They're just luscious. They're delicious.
It's like magic.
Chapstick commercial.
Chapstick. Magical. It used to be like Orbit gum. You know how the Orbit girl?
Yeah, for sure.
You should show the mix off.
Something. He could do
something.
He does
good Facebook lip pictures too. Like, he does his lips out for Facebook just like everybody, you know, the little potty.
Oh, yeah. And
Instagram. Puffy pouty lip. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's a good puffy pouty poser.
Oh, yeah. They're real good. Top notch. And then, I have to say number two.
I like it.
The number two reason we love Jamesy Jim Bob lips is his songwriting and those lyrics that he comes up with. They're pretty magical.
Pretty magical.
Like, one of my favorite ones was when he says, but Mike J wants to talk to you if you got Stranger Wood. And that one goes down in history. Another one of my favorites was in my birthday song, when he said that me and my Power Ranger friends are going to win the fight. Pretty awesome.
He listens. Doesn't he listen?
He really knows. And, you know, when in Jeffries, there was a lot of funny ones, but how he says, it's mama. Because it's true.
I love the lyrics.
Yeah, and they're totally perfect and always original.
I love that you picked
that
and not the 10%. If it's 10% or it's no go.
there's too many.
There's a lot. But I just love that it's mom. Yeah, I know. It's only an hour show. Come on now. I got to cut it down to just the necessity. So that's the one I picked.
Yeah.
So I loved it. And I'd say number three, top 10 reasons that we love Jamesy, is his candidness. I love that no matter what happens, we always get a confession.
That's true.
And, you know, it could be about anything, but it's always good.
Yeah.
And it's always real forthright.
Yeah,
real honest. Real raw.
Yeah.
Real good.
You agree, Dan?
I do.
Yeah. I love. I think instead of lips on the air, it should be like confessions of lips.
Right. Confession session. With Jim Bob.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, though. On my show, I don't do any confessions. Like, I don't.
That's true,
because
you don't have us to pull it out of you. That's true. We'll save the confessions for guilty pleasure. It makes sense.
We still need confession session music. Man, when are we going to find something?
Yeah, we need that. Let's put that on the list. All right. Okay. Then, moving right along to number 4 of reasons why we love Jamesy is obviously with the lips, what comes out of the lips, the voice.
Woo!
That voice
holla.
Is a sultry, sexual, talented angel right there.
Voice of an angel.
I know. Girl, you got to come ride his pony. Just do it. Ride
you know,
it. I know that's right.
I'm going to get to that. That's a different number. We're not there yet.
Nope.
We're not
only on number
ride,
4,
though.
Jeffrey. Don't ruin my surprise.
We ain't got to the pony ride yet, Jeffrey.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're not there yet. We're only on number 4. But okay, fine. Number 5, since you brought it up, is his taste in music and his versatility. I love that he could go from Jamesy lips and be all sultry and sexual and sing Genuine Pony, and then he can flip it up on us and go Jim Bob and go all country. I like
make that
all
year long.
Yeah, exactly.
Donkey.
So I like the versatility.
Wow.
I like the taste. I like that he's good in any occasion. I like that.
Yes, I do too.
A lot.
Great.
Now, number 6 reasons why we love Jamesy is.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you got a stranger wood, he'll let you come through his window.
To his mama's house window.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you got stranger wood and you come and knock, 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 and you can knock that window right on off and come right off through, and I like that.
That's
a lot.
Our official horror, James.
So I'm down with that.
Wow.
It's a joke. Don't get feelings. Come on now.
Yeah, because I have
not
half of my
I'm
list to go. So number 7 reasons, top 10 reasons why we love Jamesy is I love that he's game. I love that he's a good sport. You know, for instance, he's game if I say, Jamesy, we're doing shots of donut-flavored vodka. He's in. He'll do it.
Uh-huh.
If I say, Jamesy, you're the photographer for the day, he's game. He does it. He's good. Probably, though, just because we haven't told him, Jamesy, you're getting on a plane. But I love that he's game. I like that.
You know what I thought you said at first? Before I realized you said that he's gay. I thought you said I love that he's gay.
No, no, I love that too.
I'm gonna see where she's going with this. But okay, I love it.
I mean, I love that too. That didn't really make the list, but I love that too.
Good idea, nonetheless.
I mean, you know, that fact doesn't really affect me, but you know, it's cool.
All right.
Now, number 8, I have to say, I love that Jamesy is a cheap date. Now, by that I mean, I like that it doesn't take too much to get him singing like a canary and giving us those lovely confessions. He's a cheap date with alcohol, but I also love that he's a cheap date, and if I didn't have a whole lot of money and I needed him to get a present, well, we all know where I could go get him some real good cologne. So, Jamie.
There's a good thing, James.
Yeah. I like that you're a cheap date. I'll take it. I like it. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
And number nine, and this is near and dear to my heart. I think this is real important that the world knows. That number nine reason why I love Jamesy and why we here at Uncensored Radio love Jamesy is because he can curl a weave like no other.
he went to the Karen Ashley know how to do your curl on your weave school.
Sure did.
Crash course.
Oh yeah, that's serious.
And I did a great job.
Yeah, you did.
Definitely.
Hands
so
down.
Good it made the
Hands
list.
Down.
Like, real good. Yep.
It made the list, and it's high on the list.
It is high up there. All right, now, I got to say, number 10.
I'm joking.
Top 10 reason I love Jamesy.
I'm sorry. I'm
because,
like joking. I'm laughing.
That's all right. Top 10 reasons I love Jamesy, we love Jamesy, is because he's always got our back. No matter what weirdness, craziness, how much we ask of him, he's always got our back. If I tell him to take shots or curl my weave, he's always got it. If I need him to re-email me something 38 times, he does it, and he doesn't even tell you guys that I'm irresponsible because you already know, but he's always got my back. So, Jamesy, you're a good sport, you're talented, you're a cheap date, you let the stranger look through the window, and you curl a weave like a champion. And
we love you.
We love you. And those are just, you know, our top 10 favorite things about Jamesy.
Yay, Jamesy! Happy birthday!
Oh, happy birthday, Lip!
We do. We love you very much, James. And if we never tell you how proud we are of you, and if we never tell you thank you, you know we mean it. We're just assholes deep down. And we absolutely love you. We absolutely love you very, very much. So happy
well,
birthday.
Thank you. I'm feeling the love. Thank you.
Yay.
And now the world knows about your special secret talents in case they didn't already know.
Right. You got all kinds of stranger wood knocking on your window now.
Tap, 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 tap.
Tibbity tap, tap. So
yeah, I recommend you install a peephole just so that, you know, in case it's an unfriendly, non-friendly stranger tap, you don't have to answer it.
Right.
And maybe
I'll
you should get a big
I'll
dog.
I'll put a security camera right outside the window now, and I'll get up to my computer, and I'll just keep an eye out on it that way.
Perfect. Yeah, you can get to that all that treasure wood. It's all for you, James. It's all for you.
Wow! Thank you for this. I was not expecting that. That was really sweet. I really like that. Thank you. Absolutely.
Good.
So, Jamesy, did you get any birthday sex? I need to know.
Yeah.
Oh.
What happened? Did you get some on your birthday?
But I did.
You didn't get
hearing.
The prostitute we sent you?
No, I didn't. I sent it to the wrong house. No, I didn't get any. But I texted Karen and I was like, because we were talking yesterday, and I texted her, "No problem, señorita. Buenas noches." And she was like, she said, "Ha ha ha." And I was like, "Yeah, I had a little Mexican last night, and he wasn't all that little."
Oh, my, what? You got the pet? And he was like, it's just a joke.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, James. Get you some.
Yeah, don't tease us like
all
that.
All I got on my birthday.
We're impressionable.
Yeah, all I got for my birthday was lunch that I paid for myself.
What?
A $10 gift card. I went shopping on my own, too. Like, I used my own money and went shopping. I did, however, get 30% off at Aeropostale, so that was nice.
Okay.
And then I almost broke my toe.
Oh, no.
Well, I don't know about that. That doesn't sound fun.
Not at all.
That's how I.
Well, we've got to figure out a way to make it up to you. So we'll get to work, and I'll board in the top 10 list. Because that sucks. Why do you have to pay for your own lunch? Where are all your friends?
And
don't tell me they're all unemployed, because you got to have at least one friend with a good job.
No, like, I went to lunch with a friend of mine, and she's in school, so she doesn't really have it financially, and I had just gotten, you know, this really nice amount of money, so I paid for lunch, got free dessert, which was nice. I asked them to not sing happy birthday to me because I didn't want to be embarrassed, but that was it. Like, I mean, and I don't ever make plans for my birthday because they always fall through. So had I made, like, plans, I would have had, like, all my friends together and stuff like that. But it never would have happened because something always happens and we don't end up doing anything. So I try not to do anything. And then I'm just, like, the day of, I'm like, okay, well, let's go to lunch. Let's go shopping. Let's go do this. Let's go do that. And usually that's how it happens.
Okay.
So.
Well, that sounds very depressing, but okay.
I think I'm gonna order you a stripper to your house, and we'll just call it a day.
Right.
It's not really depressing. I mean, cause,
well, you know, we do have an ex-co-host hanging on the line who's only like, you know, a couple hours away. We could send over the donkey.
I like that. Let's do it.
Take one for the team. Come on. Go knock on James's window with your donk.
I think that sounds real good.
Well, I see a picture of that donkey. It might bust through that glass. I don't know.
You know, Finny was trying to come over.
Keep the window up.
Finny was trying to creep on over, and I said no, and I drugged him and locked him in the closet. If I had known that James wasn't getting down like that, I'd have sent him right on over.
You know, Finny would have took care of you, James.
He's
not interested in Finny. He's not interested in the Dolphins. Damn.
All right. Well, I didn't think so.
Did I miss something? I'm sorry. I was training.
Oh, we were saying that the Finny was going to head on over to your house, but she locked him in the closet.
Hmm. Yeah, Finny's just going to have to wait until September when I make it to Vegas to rape me. I'm just saying. I'm sorry.
Okay, but he wants you to know that he's ordering a stepladder so that he can get on the swing.
I'm Katrina's new fabulous sex swing. Tell us how that's working out for you, Katrina.
Well, it's pretty great because it's got like a handlebar on top and it's got a spring so you can bob up and down. And you can turn around in a circle besides just the regular back and forth swinging motion.
Oh.
So it's like super fancy schmancy, and it doesn't make too much noise when you bounce up and down in it. That's all I need to say.
I need Jeff to go over there, stat, and break it. And then we'll know it's for real.
I'll be there in March.
I have an update. Yeah, I have an update on that story also. The handyman that was on the show with us while I was getting it installed has been calling and texting me like crazy now that he knows my name and number because he came and installed the swing. Now he keeps trying to call me, seeing if maybe I'll let him come over and use it. Rude. I didn't even give this fool my phone number. He just got it because he had to have it, you know, when someone comes to deliver something, they have your phone number. Yeah, no, he got it from the company. I didn't give it to him. Now he's using it. He's not allowed to use it. I didn't give it to him, and he's using it anyway. How do I report that to the Better Business Bureau? I'd like to know how that conversation goes. Yes, I'd like to report a handyman. For what? Well, after he installed my sex swing, he wouldn't stop calling me. And he's got a whole lot of audacity, because wouldn't you know, the cheap bastard charged me full price. If you're going to stalk me and use my phone number, you might as well have at least given me a discount.
Only you, bitch. Only you.
I'm just saying. It's real rude.
I agree with that.
Yeah, like there's no way I am going to at all ever let you in when you charge me full price. Oh, hell no, it was expensive too. It's like, I don't know if you guys have ever worked on tips before, but like, you know, a lot of my friends are cocktail servers in Vegas, and they get hit on all day, and then they'll have some guy come in, order a ton of drinks, and tip them like a dollar, and then ask for their phone number. Look, buddy, you tipped her a dollar. You're a cheap bastard. There's no way she wants to hang out with you when she knows you're a cheap bastard. I'm just saying. Like that.
She's just lying. She's just full. I concur. Me too.
Mm-hmm. So I was real mad when the handyman has the balls to charge me full price and then call him trying to use the sling. Oh, hell no.
You said he was horrible looking anyway, right?
Uh-oh. Oh, dear. Hello. Yep, who's that? We got somebody. We got action.
We got a live one. Hello.
Say hello to your mama.
Hey, me.
Hey, Mom. Hi, Mom.
Hey,
how are you?
Just fine.
Good. What's going on?
I was listening to Miha's conversation about the handyman, and I think she should reporting to his work for sexual harassment.
Well, the thing is, I think he actually, that's a good idea, but I think he actually owns the company. I think he owns the company. I think he's the boss.
Well, even so, it don't matter. You got to report him to somebody.
Yeah.
Call
Popo. Right.
That's what I say.
I'll call somebody. Maybe we could win a little suit in, like,
a
small
money.
Flame sport. And we could afford enough to get...
He's not supposed to do that.
I know. It's not cool. And we could afford swings in for everyone on the show. But our winnings. That'd be good. I think so. I think you're right.
Are we all going to be in California in March?
Yes. Me and Karen have been fighting about it. Because I said, you and I should hook up and RV our asses over there. She said, it ain't going to happen.
What?
She wants you to drive. He wants to. She's in Texas. Where are you trying to get her to come pick you up from?
I don't know. We'll find some place to meet.
He wants you to drive your RV and meet him somewhere, pick him up. And I said, no, thank you. She's going to be over here helping me.
She actually don't want me to drive. I want to drive my RV. And she said, Mom, and you know what? Because it's not all cute and everything. It's like a little old RV, but everything in there works. She don't want me.
No, I didn't say anything about how it looks.
RV over here. She said, there's no place for me to park that RV over there.
Really is it?
That's true, though. That's real true.
There's no place in LA.
There's no parking in LA. There's no parking. That's real true.
Am I lying, Katrina?
No. No, that's absolutely accurate. There's no place to park in LA.
$5 a gallon.
You know what?
Why would you want to drive an RV? Like, that's
just
craziness.
I'm just saying, because I want to take it on a trip. I can put a lot of people in it and give them a ride over there.
I'm saying, like, you put a lot of people in that shit, gas will cost everybody like $56.
Yeah,
we can find us a man, girl.
You
drive our asses, and me and you can sit back at that dinette and throw back shots of tequila.
Well, that sounds fun.
Yeah, see, now Katrina wants to come in the RV.
I mean, yeah, you could fit a lot of shoes and vodka in that. I like it.
You can quit eating.
What?
Well, what do you want to eat? You want
to... What are you talking about? You're on a radio show. Who are you talking to? You can't talk about your outside life when we're on the radio, Mom.
I know, but this boy interrupted me.
Man, like, what do you want to
eat? I told everybody I'm on the job, but they don't believe
it.
You're
on
the job? I told them I'm on the job, and they don't believe my job.
And what did you feed him for breakfast, Mom? Tell me.
The what?
What did you feed him today for breakfast?
he had cereal. And then my girlfriend went and bought this big-ass hamburger at somewhere over here. And they're, like, humongous. And he ate that, and then he ate cheese fries. And then before we left there, she gave him a big old Three Musketeer. And I told him, I said, don't be giving him that stuff, because Gina done told me he's got it worked out. He can't be eating all that junk food.
My mama let this baby boy eat chips for breakfast. We would let him, we never got to eat chips for breakfast.
Yes, you did. When I was in my room asleep, y'all would get it. Y'all would get everything in here.
We would not get chips for breakfast. Those boys, my nephews, they can do no wrong. They can get anything, do anything. They cannot do no wrong.
Well, they've got to eat, and they've got to get up and get it themselves, because I'm not going to be doing all that. That's part of the training over here. So if they want to eat chips for breakfast, let them eat chips for breakfast. I don't have to cook.
You're 6 years old.
You know, it's food.
Oh, they're in training.
This is like a boot camp, you know? Mm-hmm. If you can make this boot camp, you can make it anywhere in life. You ought to know that, little girl.
I do know it, but I know we had rules back in my boot camp days.
Yeah, big time rules, because these are my grandkids. I can spoil them a little bit more, but
all of them
are spoil their kids a little bit more. I mean, that's just the way it is. But
yeah, I know.
See,
I don't mind the spoiling, but I think it's bad. I think it's bad habits. When they get older, they're gonna wish they did want to eat chips for breakfast. Like that's bad.
Exactly.
Habits.
Well,
they've got all day to work it off. The chips.
But that's a longer day for them. Like it's like they had something healthy or something good, then they just are used to eating healthy and good.
Well, I usually make them oatmeal, because that's what I like to eat, oatmeal. But sometimes they'll get up earlier than me, and they're already done beating to the kitchen.
Oh.
These guys get up early.
Mm-hmm.
And they get up, get their chips, get whatever, and then they go outside, turn the TV on outside in the patio, and they just be chilling back there. And before I know it, they've already eaten chips, and they've already eaten a honey bun, and now they're down to cereal and milk.
Wow.
You know, they're boys. You know,
that sounds
boys
good to me. I wish I could eat all that and not let it show that I'm working it off all day. That'd be great.
I'm telling you.
Well, his mom was very upset when he went home because he'd gained some weight. So he ain't working it all off. His mom was like, he was so mad. She was like, what was he eating while he was gone with you? He's gained weight.
But you know what? You know what his mom did? His mom kept her. After I took him over there, he wasn't going to come back to Odessa. Then it was 2 weeks later. You know, he says, I want to go back to Odessa, Grandma. And I said, okay, come on, if you can get a ride. And my stepson was over there, and he hooked a ride with him, and he was here by 12 midnight. Okay? And my sister, my daughter, you know Gina, she's just partying up the storm up there, you know, enjoying the summer.
She had full-time babysitter.
Oh, mercy.
Sounds good to me. Now, I don't plan on getting knocked up anytime soon, but if I do, Mama, I'm going to ship them out to Odessa. You can fatten them up, that's fine.
But you know what? This is what I say. This is what I say is that... I do make him work out, and I make him do stuff. He helps me all day in the yard. He does hard work, not just little kid stuff. Hard work.
Yeah, get that free manual labor in. I'm not mad at you.
I do. And he does help me with my yard. You ought to see my yard in the back.
Good.
It's gorgeous because he's been helping me. He does. He works. He does work for it, you know, and it's like, but like I told Gina, I said, you're not too worried about it because you done shipped his butt over here again. So, hell, you know. What can
right.
you do? Life's too short to be grouching and being a mean grandma. I ain't going to do it.
Well, I agree.
And
I just
like,
say, don't treat them chips.
No. And see, look, for dinner, let me tell you what I made for dinner. And they don't.
Uh-huh.
You don't want that. I'm already
salivating. Okay, go ahead.
I made some turkey, little turkey skills, and I roasted them, and then I put Brussels sprouts in there, and I put a bunch of other rice, crazy rice, that, and it's a good dinner, but you don't want that.
Of course not. He wants more
than 3 months
of Sears bar.
Is an apple. Huh?
No, I wouldn't want that either. I'd want a honey bun.
No, he wants pizza right now. He wants pizza right now, but it's too late to eat pizza. See? I think kind of stop it.
Well,
what can you do? He's like, he's 6 years old. He's a little boy, and, you know.
Yeah.
I try to watch, but what can you do?
Right. Well,
I'll be so glad to meet everybody, see their face when I come to the wedding.
I know.
We're all going to get to meet. We're going to take pictures.
Yeah, it'll be good times in Los Angeles. Everybody's supposed to be here.
Yes.
Good times.
We're all.
But.
We're going to be all together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm over here cringing just at all these horrible things people are eating.
What? Oh, well, he's now vegan, Mom. Jeffrey only eats vegetables.
Well, I bet
you,
if we went to Roscoe's, he'd eat it.
Yeah,
you bet your ass I would tear into some waffles and chicken.
He's going to eat them enchiladas at my wedding.
And you know you're damn right. The minute I see your mother, that chick starts cooking some food, I'm going to be like, give me a fork.
And where the vegetables in?
Well, I'm going to be like, actually, it's going to be like, give me a fork and some Charmin.
Ew. Yeah, because it's going to run right out of you.
Listen to what your friend told me. That she does not want me to cook anything when I come down there. I just want her, she just wants me to relax, go have a manicure, and help her put her little wedding together, but I'm not allowed to cook at all.
I know.
Her and I
have been fighting about this. But, you know, like, I see both sides where she's like, you know, and then I know how chaotic it was because I did it at my own wedding. Like, I cooked a lot of the stuff, and then I had friends, and it gets complicated. Like, if you don't have a core group, like, it does get a little bit messy if everybody's doing the cooking. Like, it complicates things. But at the same hand, like, that's what I'm trying to eat. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's either that or I say, let's go and get In-N-Out Burger to cater. I'll be okay.
Heck yeah. I think everybody would love it if In-N-Out caters my wedding.
Yeah.
It's like a cheeseburger place, Mom. You love cheeseburgers. Although they don't have the best cheeseburger. I know another place that has the better cheeseburger.
What?
I love
it. Listen to this.
This is where...
What?
That Nikki went to go eat today. It's this place. Actually, have you ever eaten a burger from this place over here?
It's like a big, pound burger.
Big one.
And then you can only eat a quarter.
Yeah, you can only eat a quarter because they're real thick and they've got everything on them. Yeah, that one. He ate that at lunch.
It's like a pound of meat. They make one patty out of the whole pound of meat. You only eat a quarter, and then... If you can
eat them in
fours, they'll give you like money or something, but nobody can do it. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
It depends how big the bun is, and if I didn't eat for a few days, I could probably do it. But I probably would be sick
like
for a week.
The bun is like the guy for it. It's homemade. It's homemade. The bun.
Mm-hmm. It's a good burger.
It's all homemade. It is delicious. And then they have. I tasted them, but I didn't eat a bunch of them. The potatoes. They had the fries with chili and cheese and all kinds of. It's like nachos but with fries.
I will say this. As much as these wedding venues to them, I think I'm gonna have the family cook after all. Because we're gonna be able to afford a caterer because it's so expensive.
Listen to this. And I tell her, it is not nothing. I'll be there before anybody, and I will go rent the whatever we need to carry it to over there. It's going to be on. We'll still have time to go get ready and all this stuff. Because her half sister is the best cook too. I'm the best cook in Odessa. We could have a competition, and I think who would win?
Well, I don't know.
It would be very difficult. I think you cook different things really well. Like, I think if we were doing a brisket contest, she'd win because she makes the best barbecue brisket. But if we were doing an enchilada contest, you would win because you make the best enchiladas.
But then what would she make better?
I said brisket. Like, I think her brisket, she makes the best brisket I've ever tasted. But you make the best enchiladas I've ever tasted, yes.
Okay. And see, she doesn't want us to cook. And I said, it's that way we just buy the food and we'll do it, and it won't take but a night. We get us a bottle of tequila. We'll have that stuff done and in the roasters and at the deal before anybody knows that it's there.
Well, right. And
well, I don't
know.
We'll have a tequila party. We'll cook all this food. It'll be so much fun.
If you have so many different things, you don't need a lot of everything.
No.
Because people will just take a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of this, and a little bit of that. So you don't need as much.
No, this is what I would cook. My menu. And it's
simple. Okay, what's your menu?
Okay, this is what I would cook for your wedding. I would make maybe two briskets.
Mm-hmm.
I would make some enchiladas, either green or red or both, because they're not hard to make. They don't take nothing. We just can make them one night and freeze them or you know, have them ready. And just put them in, and we don't even have to freeze them. We can just put them in that roaster and stuff the night before and have them ready and take it over there, plug them in and just put it on low, and they're not going to get burned or nothing. I know how to cook for caterers. And then we're just a West Texas buffet thing, brisket, beans, potato salad, rice, and avocado salad, and just like that, simple stuff. It's not going to be rice and nothing. And we can make a big thing of potato salad that goes with, and then have a big tray where there's onions and pickles and all that stuff with your brisket. That's from West Texas barbecue and Mexican food. I tell you what, everybody's going to, when I did that cater for Ashley, everybody, two or three people wanted to hire me to come be their cook at their house. I said, I can't.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they, Ashley?
Mm-hmm.
One man wanted me to come organize his electric shop because he said I was so organized. I said, I can do it. You just got to give me some time, but I can do it. I can organize that little thing, that warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And look. There was guys there that they were vegetarians. And then she said, you got to get vegetarian stuff. I said, well, what the hell? And then, look, but before it was all over with, before I came home from my catering, they were eating that brisket and eating that chorizo and egg burritos in the morning. They were eating all them papitas with bacon and burritos. And they come over there and they ask me for one of each. And they say, can you make me a barbecue sandwich? I said, sure, let me put that. One particular one guy, he was always like, this is the best barbecue. I've never eaten this kind of food ever.
I'm not trying to convert vegetarians to meat eaters, to carnivores.
But one time is not going to hurt them. They can taste it like that guy tastes it.
Some people don't eat that. You can't. No.
Okay.
Ask Jeffrey. He had some. He hadn't been eating meat, and he ate some, and he was. It was coming out of both ends.
No, it didn't come out of both ends. I just straight threw up. Like I threw up.
Well, you could eat the chicken enchiladas. That's not nothing.
Oh, honey. Let me tell you about some enchiladas and how I will eat the shit out of them. Like, you guys will find me in a closet with the tray.
And look, you can eat rice. You can eat avocado salad.
I don't want no damn rice. Girl, I can make rice in my rice cooker. I want some damn enchiladas. Woo!
But enchiladas go with rice, Mexican rice, not the rice that you steam. This is a totally different deal.
I don't want to waste it on rice, girl. That's going to be, I want barbecue and potato salad and brisket and pulled pork
and chicken.
But I thought
you were a vegetarian. I thought you said
I'm not going to be that trip.
We're going to have to take you to 911, call 911.
It'll be all right. It'll be worth it.
Hey, you know what? I got a little deal. If you get sick like that, my grandmother used to do this to me, and it works. I'll let you in on it when I get there. Because I don't want to say on the radio.
I should probably be fine until I get
you're
back.
You're gonna be fine. You know what? It is good food, and that's why I tell Ashley we should let us cook because her sister and me and my sister. She's the best dessert maker ever. She's gonna make desserts. She wants to make all the desserts, and I just think that we should do it. And we're talking some good, good pies and cakes. And I said, and I told her, I said, sister, let's rent a van. If you don't want to go in the RV, she don't trust my RV. She doesn't think it can make it to California, but I think it will. But she don't want to do it. So I said, let's rent a van. We can all go there. Whoever wants to ride, like Gina, Christy, everybody, we're driving. We're going in the van, and we're taking all our stuff over there. That way we don't have to rent nothing. We're talking a bit of a showdown over there in L.A., a West Texas style.
Well, that's what I told her. Like, if I drove or whatever, I could bring, like, my 95 roasting pans, all my little setups for when I cater shit. I've got,
yeah.
Like, who needs to buy it? I just transport it.
Yeah.
Did you see me, though?
I mean,
like,
I'm
trying to take the train. I'm going to be going on the train. They're going to be like, where's your luggage? I'm going to be like, this here roasting pan.
Let me tell you what. I mean, but you know what? This is what I told her. That way she wouldn't have to be hiring and paying people, and we're going to have to eat some crappy. I cannot believe. In L.A., there is not nobody that can outcook me and Lynette with Mexican food. There is nobody in New York City. There's nobody in Dallas. There's nobody in Chicago. We will be in a contest. Me and Lynette, Ashley's sister, I guarantee we'll win. We're the best cooks ever. And we're fast, and we're fast. We're not slow, we're fast.
I'm not saying that you aren't all those things. I'm not saying you can't figure all that out. It's just, where are you going to do all that?
In your kitchen?
Where? In my kitchen.
In your kitchen?
But that's the thing. I don't want to have to deal with the cooking of the food the night before. Like,
We've got a little system, girl. You don't got to correct yourself. All you got to go do is get your little nails done, get your little hair done, and you just go have yourself a good day, and you let the stuff with us.
Yes, you need it. I'm glad the show is recording because we need to have evidence of this.
We are on it. We're going to take care of it, and we know how to make things happen, me and her sister and my sister. We're talking about three women that are so powerful.
I agree. You guys are powerful. You guys are amazing. I agree.
There is nothing we can't conquer.
I know that everybody's
going to love our cooking. Everybody's going to love everything. There's not going to be nothing left over. I already ordered your bizcochos, too. I'm bringing 2 big 5-gallon cans of bizcochos.
Ooh, Lord Jesus.
We don't need that many
cookies. It's like a sugar cookie.
Everybody can take some bag of them. Little box.
Have you met me? That's a great idea for, like, the little party favors. Instead of doing, like, those stupid mint things, do a bag of cookies for everybody. Or, like,
yeah,
you know, we did lollipops.
Yeah, we'll get little decorative little bags, and we'll put them there, and everybody can take their bags with them, you know, of the cookies. Because they love those. And they're wedding cookies. They're called wedding cookies. You have to have them at your wedding. That's part of the tradition of the being a Chicana. Come on, girl.
I didn't
You're
say I wasn't going to do that. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? I did not say we weren't going to have any cookies, so don't start accusing me of anything. You know
we're going down
cookies.
Here.
Good. We got to talk about the menu. We got to talk about all this. It's still pending.
This show and weddings. Girl, when weddings attack, part 2.
Yes, and we're all going to go help decorate. We're all going to go help decorate. We'll see how many friends you got, Ashley, when I tell her, let's go decorate. We're going to go decorate. We're going to have some
They're ready. We got the crew assembled.
Okay, we got it.
Everybody's
going to be there. We're going to have fun decorate. That's going to be another party, decorating. Sheesh.
We don't have to get us a driver because me and you and tequila is going to get bad.
Hey, it's okay. We'll get us a driver. That ain't no problem.
We got a bartender. That'd be me.
That'd be Katrina. We got the driver, the bartender, and now the cook. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Happy birthday, James.